Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. The horse capital of the world is about to live up to that name next week with the Breeders' Cup coming to Keeneland for the first time. The best trainers, owners, jockeys, and horses will compete for horse racing's biggest purses. And joining me to set the stage for what's ahead is the publisher of Lexington-based Pollock Report, Ray Pollock. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. So you guys, this is probably the Super Bowl for you all.
Yeah, it really is. The Derby is a bigger single race, but the Breeders' Cup is such a huge event because it encompasses so many different divisions. And anybody familiar with horse racing knows that they have races for different, for colts, they have races for fillies, they have races on turf and on dirt and for different age groups. And this brings all of the best horses in all of these divisions together for two really spectacular days.
So we have the big showdown between American Pharoah and Beholder, but what else are you all looking at?
Well, in that particular race, I'm looking at a third horse in the Classic that I actually think will upset both of them, and that's a son of AP Indy, who stands out at Lane's End, who has stood his career at Lane's End Farm. Honor Code is the horse that I think will upset both of them in the Classic. He's a really good horse. He's kind of coming in here under the radar. But, that's the Classic. The other races that I always like to follow are the Juvenile, which is the best two-year-olds that, if you project forward to the first Saturday next May, a lot of these horses will be the ones in the starting lineup for the Kentucky Derby. Even though, historically, the Breeders' Cup has not been a great producer of Derby winners, you still hope so because it's the best two-year-old race of the year.
Any other races? We've got so many on Friday and Saturday. What are the top storylines?
What makes the Breeders' Cup so interesting, and especially this year, having come to Keeneland for the first time, is that you're bringing horses together from around the world. That in most cases they've never run against each other before. So you're measuring the best turf horses in California versus the best turf horses in Canada. Versus the best turf horses. Of course, it's almost all turf racing in Europe, but you're bringing together horses from all over the place, and it's a great challenge to go through the past performances and try to determine which ones are going to win. So, to me, the most interesting races, aside from the Classic and the Juvenile, are the turf races like the Filly and Mare Turf, which is on Saturday. That traditionally is an exciting race. The Mile, the race that's been won in recent years back-to-back by Wise Dan, a gelding that kind of rose from obscurity to become the horse of the year two times in a row. He's been retired recently, so he won't be in it this year. But the Mile is a one-mile race on the grass that brings horses over from Europe all the time. And Friday's big race is the Distaff, which there's an outside possibility that Beholder, if her trainer feels that she's not really up to taking on American Pharoah in the Classic, he could change his mind and run her there instead. He's pre-entered her in both races. He's got until late Monday to decide.
All right, and your reporters are going to be on the scene giving wall-to-wall coverage of the Breeders' Cup, correct?
Well, throughout the year, we're based here, and we get to see horses at Keeneland and Churchill. But, when all these horses come here, it's like, being kids in a candy store, to go out and see all these great horses together, all the trainers from around the world, the best jockeys in the world. So we will be out there doing our best to find out what's going on.
And the good news is, you're going to hear some of their work on our radio station because we're collaborating on Breeders' Cup coverage for this year.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Everybody listens to NPR here in town, and it'll be fun to bring some of the news of the Breeders' Cup to you guys.
In addition to that, we have some radio features from a voice that is very familiar to longtime WUKY listeners. Scott Jagow was the longtime host for the Marketplace Morning Report, and now he works for you guys, and he's doing a series of reports called My Breeders' Cup.
That's right. Scott decided after working for years out in Los Angeles that he wanted to have a career change. He wanted to work in horse racing, and we were fortunate enough to have him join our staff after he went through the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. And Scott has put together a series called My Breeders' Cup that focuses on the unique stories, sometimes very emotional stories, of individuals that have won a Breeders' Cup race. And they range from Benny Bell Williams, who's based in Versailles, her family winning a 2-year-old filly race out at Hollywood Park. And it was just such an emotional day for the family because they were a small operation, and the Breeders' Cup was in its infancy, and for them to win that race was so important and really emotional. It brought the family together. And then more recently, Dr. Kendall Hansen, who's a Northern Kentucky doctor who hasn't had a lot of experience in the game, he won a Breeders' Cup race, and he's a little more flamboyant and a gambler. He made quite a score that day when his horse won at 10-1 odds.
And we're going to be running those every morning, Monday through Friday of this week, at 7:45, talking about My Breeders' Cup. Well, it's going to be an exciting week ahead. Ray, I thank you for your time today, and we certainly look forward to the Breeders' Cup in Lexington.
Yeah, it really is. It's great to bring it here. This is where it started. John Gaines created the Breeders' Cup. First running was in 1984 out of Hollywood Park. It's been all over the country, and this is a homecoming for it, and I think it's richly deserved to bring it to Lexington and to Keeneland Racecourse.
Ray Pollock, publisher of Lexington-based Pollock Report, has been our guest this morning, and really looking forward to a history-making week here in Lexington.
Thank you very much, Al.